AP News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The FBI says former President Donald Trump has agreed to be interviewed about the shooting attempt on his life at a rally in Pennsylvania earlier this month.
Standard victim interview like we would do for any other victim.
Special Agent in Charge Kevin Rojak.
Get his perspective on what occurred to him during that event.
He says they're still looking for a motive. Why the 20-year-old gunman who was killed by snipers shot at the former president.
Our subject's interest in shooting began as a hobby and request progressed into formal firearms training courses, particularly since September of 2023.
President Biden speaks later today at the LBJ Presidential Library in Texas, honoring the anniversary of the Civil Rights Act, but also perhaps comparing notes with President Lyndon Johnson, who also decided not to seek re-election. The president's also rolled out proposals surrounding changes to the U.S. Supreme Court. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Proposed changes include term limits and an enforceable ethics code for the justices. The president's plan appears to have little chance of getting through a divided Congress.
Vice President Kamala Harris, running for president, supports those proposals. The USDA is proposing rules to keep us safe from salmonella poisoning from chicken. Here's our Jennifer King.
New limits on salmonella in raw poultry products require testing, block the sale of poultry that's above a certain threshold for bacteria, and make products subject to recall.
Air quality alerts are back up today in the Northwestern U.S. and Canada because of dozens of wildfires. U.S. Olympic team leaders announce a calf injury is not going to slow down Simone Biles. She is in the lineup for all four events Tuesday night. The Dow is down about 100 points. This is AP News. There are concerns about climate change and warmer waters affecting the Galapagos Islands.
Divers explore the underwater habitats of many of the island's sea life. Its many creatures have always been sensitive to changes in ocean temperatures. But the significant warming from climate change in recent years has meant more pressure on the sea lions, marine iguanas, and many other species on the remote islands. As if that weren't enough, non-native species are disrupting the natural ecosystem even more. Naturalist guide Natasha Cabezas explains.
A problem with cats. Dogs. We used to have problems with goats, pigs. Everything we brought in was a problem.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Wet, soggy weather is leading to a bumper crop of wild mushrooms in many places, which can be dangerous to eat or even touch. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.